Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Heading out to the Rude Guest Hotline now. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. As we're going to chat with Mike North, NFL VP of Broadcast Planning. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Good to talk to you.
So here in Washington, there was a little bit of a divide, but most people super excited about all of the primetime games and one-off games for the Commanders. How did you put them, you know, in such a prominent spot?
What was the divide? Too many?
No, some people want more 1 o'clock games. That's just like kind of habit of going to 1 o'clock games,
preachers
waking
habit,
up, going to church, whatever they do, and then watching 1 o'clock games. And so if you got to stay up late, it throws you off.
Yeah, look, the truth is that routine of 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon home games, that kind of goes away when you start having some success, mm-hmm. right? This is what the NFL is all about. We play in big television windows that are usually not 1 o'clock on Sunday. So certainly, unfortunately, Sunday 1 o'clock might be where you're heading when you're not having the success you were hoping for. So off the season they had, with the quarterback they had, with the run of the championship game, certainly had to expect a few more kind of non-routine windows. Ten's a lot. I'll acknowledge that. I think we all kind of did in the league office as well. But this is one of those kind of, you know, who do you see coming? Who matters? And really, remember, it's not us, right? There's just five or six of us sitting in a room looking at computer printouts. Like, we're hoping and guessing and praying just like everybody else. It's really more about the fans. And when you see how the fans reacted to the Commanders' run last year, the excitement in the offseason, got better, got Debo, like, who else are you going to look at this year and think they're ready to make the move to the next level? Plus, you got to figure in the schedule, right? You just look at the schedule that the Commanders have. It ain't easy, obviously, but, you know, every Eagles game, Cowboys game, those matter. You play the whole NFC North, so three playoff teams coming out of there in Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit. And you play the whole AFC West, three playoff teams coming out of there with Denver, KC, and the Chargers. So all those games felt like they were destined for something bigger than 1 o'clock Sunday, and tried to spread them out. And, yeah, like everybody else, we root for all 32 equally, but the NFL television schedule really needs the Commanders to be competitive this year.
All right, so Mike, explain to for those of us that don't know exactly how you guys do this. You have a committee. Here's my guess, and you correct me where I'm wrong. My guess is you guys put in, you kind of prioritize things. You put, okay, Commanders, Eagles, Chiefs, whatever. These are teams we'd like to prioritize. These are teams on the rise. These are teams, you know, we want to see, you know, certain teams that play a minimum number of primetime games, that sort of thing. You put it all in like you do with like AI. It spits it out, and then you guys tweak it. Is that kind of roughly how it goes? And you just do that over and over?
Yeah, not even roughly. That's basically the process. You meet with the television partners before the scheduling process gets started, and they kind of give you their list of teams that they're hoping, right? They pay an awful lot of money to the National Football League. They have some sway over how we're thinking about doling out these 272 assets. And the Commanders were all over their lists this year. Obviously, you got the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Packers, the, you know, the usual suspects, but you only get so far with, you know, the top three or four teams, and so you start to think about, okay, where's that, you know, next tier? Where are the ones who we think are coming? Where are the ones who, if they do get better, we've got a real opportunity here? And that's where our friends at Fox, our friends at ESPN are leaning into teams like the Commanders. So the standalone national windows, you know, the Madrid game kind of came about last minute. That wasn't one that we locked in on. But all the others, I think we were always kind of slated for 5 or 6 primes, 2 or 3 nationals. And suddenly you look at the schedule at the end and you're up to 10. And yeah, we're all Commanders fans. Yeah,
Mike, I'm looking at the list of teams that are tied with 5 primetime appearances, and a lot of them make sense. The Bills, Josh Allen, the Lions, up-and-coming team. You know, we saw the Commanders beat them in the playoffs. They have 5 games. The Eagles, defending Super Bowl champs. The one that jumps out at me, the Atlanta Falcons. And that might speak to you guys and in that room, in that committee, that that might be a team on the come with Michael Penix Jr., Bijan Robinson. How did the Falcons garner 5 primetime games?
Yeah, same exact approach. You think about who finished strong last year, who was competitive. They're also in a division where obviously none of us know anything, but sitting here in May, you think they're a competitive team, a shot at being relevant for winning that division down the stretch. So as you start to fill out what has become, you guys know this, a much, much larger primetime schedule. It wasn't that long ago. There were a couple of Sunday nights and a couple of Monday nights, and that was about it. Mm-hmm. Now you're talking about a full season worth of Thursdays, all these Sunday mornings at 9:30. Sometimes the Monday nights have multiple games. We've expanded Thanksgiving to include Black Friday now. We're playing Christmas, which is another short week. And so there's a lot more mouths to feed, a lot more windows. So you got to go either a little deeper with the teams that you are believing in, and instead of 3 or 4 national windows, they get up to 5 or 6, or you got to go to the top end and go grab a team that was headed for 8 or 9, and now you're talking about 11 or 12, and I'm not sure any team in this league should be on national television 12 times in a season. That's asking an awful lot. One injury kind of messes up everybody's primetime schedule. So it's really about doling out additional appearances, picking the teams that you think are going to matter, and, you know, as a default position, if you got to go find something that you're not sure about, you grab a division game. You know, you got to figure a December Atlanta Tampa game is going to matter, just like we did for the Commanders. You got to figure a December Eagles Commanders game or a Commanders Cowboys game is going to matter. That's one of those legacy things that's going to be left behind after Howard Katz retires. He always taught us all division games in December. That's what matters. They're going to mean something no matter what. And even if you guessed wrong on the records or the playoff implications, those division games still matter.
We're joined on the Rude Guest Hotline by Mike North, NFL VP of Broadcast Planning. So you touched on it briefly. How do you keep everybody happy? Meaning, how do you keep the networks happy? And how do you keep Netflix and the new guys on the block, the Peacocks of the world, and like the Hulus that probably want in but aren't in yet? How do you satisfy all of these masters that want all of the best primetime games on their platforms or their networks?
Yeah, the truth is we're very, very lucky, right? NFL football on television sure seems to be not just growing, but also distancing itself from literally everything else on television. Nobody masses an audience like this. There's no reach platform anymore other than really sports on television. And then there's really the NFL. It's different than all sports on television. So we're lucky enough to have a product that the fans care about, that these media partners care about. And so you can't give everybody Cowboys Packers. You can't give everybody Bills Chiefs. So you have to make sure that everybody gets a little something. And it moves around. You know, we're very conscious not just of how did you guys build the 2026 NFL schedule or the 25 NFL schedule, but what did you do back in 2023? What do you have in mind for 2028? So it's a lot of aim high steering. It's a lot of thinking about, okay, you got this year, but they're going to get that next year. And because you got this last year, you're not going to get this year. And I think our media partners kind of know that. They can't all have the same games. There's only so many of them. But that's where you start thinking about, okay, what are the games that we see coming that maybe aren't obvious in May? Obviously, the season doesn't even start for 4 months and 8 months until the games that really matter down the stretch get played. So some of it's a little bit of hope and prayer, a little bit of panic and anxiety, but also really fortunate that there are so many good games, especially this season, like we talked about, just the way the rotation works. When the NFC North rotates into the NFC East and the AFC North, that's an awful lot of really good games. The standings-based games, you just look down the Washington schedule, like you said, so many good ones, so many good Eagles games, so many good Chiefs games. we were lucky. We had a lot of really good inventory to choose from. And yeah, here's a little something for Netflix. And if you do that for Netflix, here's a little something for Amazon. If you're going to do that for Netflix and Amazon, you better make sure you got something for Peacock. And if you're going to do all that for the streamers, have to make sure that there's still really good stuff for the traditional broadcast partners. That's still where we're our biggest reach. That's still where our biggest numbers are coming from. But these streaming partners are on the move. They are delivering broadcast-level television audiences now. And it's not like we're picking streaming services that nobody's ever heard of. These are widely distributed, very accessible broadcast partners now. And, yeah, you're right. I hope Hulu and Apple TV and everybody else is knocking on the door next time around.
So, Mike, let's talk about the holidays. I was looking, you know, you guys are locked in, because of tradition, to Detroit and Dallas on Thanksgiving. And you gave really two interesting matchups. Green Bay is going to play Detroit. Dallas is going to play KC. You toss in Cincinnati against Baltimore. That's a fantastic Thanksgiving. But three of those teams are running it back on Christmas. How did you guys decide on Christmas matchups?
Yeah, let me start with Thanksgiving. That actually started with our boss, Hans Schroeder, who took a look at, like we said, at the 272, saw some real quality, and kind of questioned, you know, the way we always do things. Do we need to go with, you know, a game on Thanksgiving that maybe isn't the very best game? You can make a case when all the network partners came in with their lists back in February. KC Dallas is at the top. They don't play each other but once every 4 years guaranteed, once every eight in Dallas. And so you don't normally even have a Kansas City at Dallas to deploy, no less use on Thanksgiving. Where, like I said, we don't normally go with our very biggest game. There's probably a floor to Thanksgiving. You're starting to see Commanders, Cowboys, Giants, Cowboys doing 40, 42, 43 million viewers. You put a Chiefs game in there, you start wondering, where's the ceiling now? And could you get to 50 million for a regular season game? That would be incredible, especially in this day and age. But if you're going to do KC Dallas on CBS, you probably got to go a little bit bigger for Fox earlier in the day in Detroit. So you use a Green Bay like that. And if you're going to go that big on Fox and CBS in the afternoon, you better go big for NBC that night. So here comes Ravens-Bengals. And if you're going to go that big on Thursday, you better make sure there's something good for Amazon on Black Friday. So here comes Bears-Eagles. That's eight teams, eight of our very best, kind of right off the top. A, it makes for a challenging rest of week 13, but B, it also, that's sort of your pool of teams that you're pulling out of probably for Christmas again, coming 5 weeks later in week 17. So like we said, division games, you love to figure they're going to matter. And we were careful about switching up the sites. Yes, you know, you might be playing on Thanksgiving, but if you're playing on Christmas again, they're not both at home or they're not both on the road. Let's not do that to the fans, and let's try to make sure that, you know, everybody's got to take their fair share of some holiday challenges.
Mike, do you get complaints from teams that either aren't featured in primetime games? You answered it already. Like the Saints, Browns, and Titans have no primetime games this season. And I guess your answer is, well, if you win more games and people are interested, we'll feature you in these primetime games.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. You play your way into primetime, and, you know, Commissioner Goodell always talks about it sort of as like our version of relegation, right? Nobody's getting relegated here, but, you know, we all want these national television windows. We all want our teams, our star quarterback, our brands to be well-recognized and well-distributed. It's hard. Like we said, there's a lot more mouths to feed. There's a lot more primetime games to feed. But, you know, they're all asking for more Dallas, more Kansas City, more Green Bay, more Washington, more Pittsburgh, more Green Bay. So it's a balancing act. We certainly didn't set out to create a schedule with a team, you know, completely zeroed out of national television. But they've got every opportunity to play their way into these bigger windows. We didn't have that many Washington games last year as we sat here a year ago. And I think, what, we moved the Washington-Chicago into a national window with the Hail Mary. We moved Washington-Atlanta down the stretch to a Sunday night. I mean, that would be the answer to everybody who's disappointed with their national television exposure. You play your way on. And maybe it's not, you know, getting moved to prime time. Flexible scheduling isn't something that we use carelessly. It doesn't happen recklessly or regularly. But you can play your way into a bigger window on Sunday afternoon. Like you said, that's a team. Those are teams that are probably well represented on Sunday at 1 o'clock. You probably have three, four, five other games going on. So every week, CBS and Fox are trying to pick among those three or four or five games which one gets distributed in New York, in Atlanta, in Washington, in Des Moines, in Paducah, in Fargo. And so you've got an opportunity to play your way into bigger windows, not just into prime, but also on Sunday afternoons. And that's where, like a couple of years ago when the Texans kind of came out of nowhere, they started finding themselves in bigger windows on Sunday afternoons. And everybody's saying, oh, look at all these noon starts. but they got up to 60-65% of the country. The fans will find you if you are playing relevant games down the stretch.
Mike, one of the guys on the show has declared Washington the sexiest team in the NFL. And I'm wondering, by the numbers, what's the most viewed team in the NFL and like the top teams that people all across the country watch? Because to me, it was kind of surprising that Dallas is in the opener. Some people feel like the Cowboys are stale. They're coming off a bad year, but I guess they're still getting the eyeballs.
They are. Look, the fans, they vote with their remotes, and they'll tell us over time which teams they're interested in, which teams they are becoming less interested in. Thus far, there has not been a real drop-off of Cowboys games. They are still far and away our biggest contributor to total eyeballs. Helps when they play a great schedule. Obviously, all those NFC East games matter. And obviously, it helps on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, we've just become part of the fabric of that holiday. And like we said, you start seeing 35 million people watching in Detroit, 40 million people watching Dallas, 25 million people watching the night game. Like, that's an awful lot of people, some of whom don't watch a whole lot of football up to that point. I think I saw a stat somewhere that like 8 to 10% of NFL fans watch their very first NFL game each season on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
So as you think about putting a bigger brand in there, like we said, a Kansas City Dallas, let's go get that 8 to 10% and make it 12 to 15%, right? So Dallas is still our bell cow, but Kansas City's coming. You know, those, whatever it is, 3 Super Bowls in 6 years, the coach, the quarterback, the tight end's girlfriend, I mean, they're a pop culture phenomenon, and they are absolutely approaching, you know, what we would consider to be Dallas Cowboys-type viewership numbers. But your guys got it right. When you think about, like, just below Kansas City and Dallas, there's a whole bunch that are really kind of elbowing each other for that real, you know, next tier, that next brand that's going to join this upper echelon. Philly's right there, obviously. You win a Super Bowl, it changes your perception. Washington's got this national fan base and a legacy of trophy case, you know, stuff in the trophy case, like maybe dormant for a little while, but coming back hard. I'll give you a good example. You think about the Chargers. They knew they were going to Brazil this year, and they have an opportunity to talk to the league office about, hey, which opponents might you like to see in Brazil and which opponents might you like to see in L.A.? We're going to make the final decision, but they get to weigh in with some thoughts. They were more than willing to let the Kansas City game go to Brazil. They didn't want the Washington game to go to Brazil. They thought that a Washington fan base who hasn't been to L.A. SoFi for a Chargers game in so long would be so appreciative and so, you know, willing to come on out to the building that, you know, they were actually more focused on protecting a Washington game for L.A. than they were a Chiefs game in L.A. So that kind of shows you it's not just us, but it's everybody. This fan base is rabid and ready. I'm not sure I'll use sexy as the term, but certainly right there on the cusp.
Good stuff, Mike. That's Mike North, NFL VP of Broadcast Planning. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, guys. Talk to you next year.
Yeah, thanks, right, Mike. Thank appreciate you, it, man.
Talk to you next year. Yeah. It's true.
He's a yearly booking. He's really good. He gives you good intel and skinny on the schedule and how it's put together.
We didn't specifically ask him. I know you asked about the holidays, but we didn't specifically ask him if, like, Washington's, like, gearing up to be, like, a Christmas tradition, right? We didn't specifically ask him that.
No. Yeah. I'm going to guess that they're not going to do a tradition on Christmas, like, lock in certain teams. But Detroit, Dallas, and KC all play on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
So you're going to see a lot of the same teams on the holidays. But look. Detroit and KC, excellent teams. And he says Dallas gets the most eyeballs.
I looked at the have-not schedules. If you want a team that's chock-full of 1 p.m. games, go root for the Tennessee Titans or the Saints.
What about the Panthers?
Panthers is another good one.
I'm kind of with you, though, that it just intuitively, I don't understand why there's so much interest in Dallas. Like, does Jerry Jones just
done a legacy team?
Just done a remarkable job marketing that team.
That's
they've got fans everywhere. Think of how many Cowboys fans, even during the Gibbs era when Washington was winning Super Bowls, think of how many Cowboys fans he had to argue with probably at the lunch table.
Yeah, but I get it here because it's a division rival, but like nationally, it seems wild to me. Like, what's
cheerleaders,
a lot of reach.
They built up a brand, dude.
I guess.
The cheerleaders
like
were
the
famous
Braves,
for years.
You know, like everybody, you know, like the Braves were supposedly representative. A lot of people were interested in the Braves, you know, like in the 90s.
I think that was also that you had limited TV reach, and they were one of the few teams that had a national reach. Kind of like the Cubs with
but
WGN.
I can't explain it.
It's not recent Super Bowl success. Their last Super Bowl is 1995.
I know.
Aren't they the longest drought, too, just to get to an NFC championship game?
That I don't know, but it sounds about right.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to see a lot of Cowboys on primetime.
Did he say they get the most eyeballs? Did he say that? The most? Yes. The number one. That's shocking.
I thought I saw that the Chiefs may be past them, but Chiefs and Cowboys are 1-2.
Crazy. All right.
It is what it is. I know you want Washington to be there, but they're on the come, EB.
No, I know that.
They're
for sure.
On the come. All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.